July 10th, Gertie, Germany.
My all. My millions of dandavat pranam in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam Nitya Leela Pravishtam Vishnupad Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Nitya Leela Pravishtam Vishnupad Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. We are now explaining how Sukadeva Goswami is giving upadesh, explaining the sweet pastimes of Krishna. Up to ninth canto, when he heard, then Parikshit Maharaj became very happy. And then he told, Nirbhatta Tarsai Rupagiyamana Bhausadhat Sotri Manobhiramat Kautam Slok Gunanubadat Virajje Bina Pasupna. Oh, I am very fortunate. Really, the course of Brahmin was not course, but it is like a Vardhan, benediction, and it is very rare to see you Brahmins and you Rishis Muni, like you high exalted personality of devotee, great devotee. Without any invitation you came here. Only by seeing them, by seeing you, all that person will see you, they will be liberated, Krishna Bhakti will come. And if they will speak something, glory of Krishna, his sweet pastime, then what to do? If anyone take the feet, water, washing, oh, and keep it in our head, oh, their life will be successful. So, nibbat. Tatarsai Rupagiyamana Bhavod Sadat Srotri Bhavano Hirama Kaha Uttam Sloka Gunanu Bhada Virajjet Vina Pasukna. Oh, you Nibet Tatarsai, your all desires of worldly to taste has been gone away. You are nirvartta tarasai. And you are speaking from your core of heart the sweet pastimes of Krishna. So if a person like you is speaking the glory of sweet pastimes of Krishna, that is Shruti Manohirama, Bhav Sadha. This is the Ram Bhan of all diseases. Inflable, vanishes, achuk, never fell. Understand, if anyone is hearing Katha, not from others, whose desire is still in their heart. So many desires to test, enjoy all these things, worldly things. From their mouth, not. Only like you, or your, in your guidance, anyone, those who have actually not a gandha, a smell of worldly desires. That Harikatha, like a fountain coming automatically, Tasmin Mahan Mukharita, Madhufish Charitra, Piyush Ases, Paritas Srabanti, ताजे पिमंते निपगाढ़ करने तन्ना स्पृशति असन तृण शोक भय मोह कमिंग लाइक ए माउंटेन लाइक गंगेज रिवर फ्रॉम मान सरोवर एंड ही विल टेक और ही विल डाइव इन दैट हरि कथा व्हाट विल बी दीज हरि कथा श्रोति मनोभिरामा वेरी टेस्टफुल इन हियरिंग एंड इफ यू नो द मीनिंग विथ मीनिंग यू नो दैट इट इज वेरी वेरी आनंददायक फ्रॉम योर हार्ट व्हाट आनंद योर हार्ट सो आई थिंक in this world who are unfortunate person those who don't want to hear hari katha from them they have no taste in hari katha only self killer who want to kill himself I think that to suicide or to cut anyone, this is not so suicide. By not hearing Harikatha like this, avoiding, neglecting, by this what will be? Oh, lacks and lacks, your life will be gone. In vain, you will have to come in Narak. Hellish planet. So how I can be deprived of this Harikatha? I must hear. Prabhu, I have left to drink water. I have left sleeping. I have no desire to take anything. I only want to take Harikatha from you and that is my water and my food. Nothing else. Because Nideha Madhyam Sulabham Sulabham Sukalpam Guru Karnadhar Mayanu Kullena Nabhaswate Ritam Uman Bhavabhyam Nataresa Atmaha This human body form is very rare. Even demigods, others, they want to be in this world in this form, human form. And this body is like a boat, very strong boat. If anyone wish to ride on that boat, only wish, not riding even. And if he is surrendered in the lotus foot of Gurudev, this is main thing. If he surrender, then he comes as a pilot of that boat. And if anyone prays me, to whom? Krishna himself, praying Krishna, oh, Prabhu, be merciful to me, my boat should go in right direction. Then, by my mercy, satsangai will be achieved very soon. Really, the real satsang is very, very rare in this world. I know in Vrindavan, here and there, only for rupees, money, they do Bhagavad. Not out of mercy. But you, Sukadeva Goswami, not for this. Or in your guidance, in your life, they don't do. So even having so much good opportunity, if they don't wish to go across this bhavaro, endless pain of endless birth and death, they are also self-killer. So Prabhu, you should continue. I want to hear more and more sweet pastimes of Krishna. If anyone not doing anything, satang prasangama vividya samvido, not hearing anything, not doing anything, only where sadhu are there and harikatha is going on, doing pranam to place, doing pranam to audience, doing pranam to bhakta, speaker, and those who are managing, only by hearing sweet pastimes of Krishna, all kind of knowledge will come. And also, vairagya, detachment must come, and Krishna prema will come. Then saddha, rati, and bhakti. Saddha, sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti, and in the last prema bhakti will come, and his life will be successful. So please go on telling. And then Sukadeva Goswami again began to tell. What? When Krishna became 30 days, age was 30 days, what happened? Oh, you, Sakatasu. And here, and I'm telling them to do Harikatha, if they will tell anything incorrect, I will. Not same at all. Direct hearing is both. Go on.
Home now.
I should edit that out. Om Adhyanakmiram Dasya Yananjana Sarakaya Chaksurukhiritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. So, first of all, I would like to...
The purpose of this story is very, very rahasyapurna, mysterious. You know, we can put so many things in cart, and then bulls carrying. So, anyone reading all kinds of shastra, Mayavadi shastra, Bauddha shastra, and all others, they, if they have reading all, but not following in sadachar and bhakti, then what is this? This is like only a burden. The purpose of reading and hearing all Shastra, Bhagavata and others, how to be bhakti and how we can cross endless pain of endless birth days and how Krishna bhakti becomes. This is main thing, but they lose. The cart ups, goes down, for bhakti goes away. And that person is killed like Saktasur, means they will be diverted from bhakti, Krishna, bhakti for always. Then another, after 100 days after, another happening was done, Trinavarta.
Omaginati Manandasya Gyananjana Sarataya Chakshu Undaritam Jina Tasvami.
The purpose of this Trinavarta, that in Andhi, dust of earth, everywhere, and if it goes in eyes, then men become like blind and doing like that. What is this? Like Charvak in India, there was a person whose name was Charuvak. All used to hear him very well, and he used to tell, Ridam Kritva Kritam Pivet, Javat Jivet Sukham Jivet. That is meaning, you should take lend, borrow money from anyone and buy ghee and take it, very tasteful things. But you should know that after death you will have not to pay that money. So don't pay money for that. So you should also drink alcohol, that in such a quantity that you should fall down on earth and dogs can wash your mouth. No harm. So these are like that, more dangerous. Bhagavad. Oh, world is zero. We are zero. Nothing. And in the end we will be mixed in zero. We will be zero. No God, no Shastra, nothing. I see nowadays, in ancient days, from India, Shankaracharya and others kicked out this Buddhism and it went to Japan, China and other countries, Bangkok, other Thailand, but not in India. I see now again in whole world by their yukti, argument, they make persons blind to think and they neglect bhakti. So we should be very careful. Also, Mayabad, Sarvam Kalidam Brahma. What you see, everything is Brahma. You are Brahma. Myself Brahma. Then who is crying? Why crying? If suffering is coming, Brahma never cries for that. He is above all these things. So we should not be. We should not try to follow all these things. So these are Trinavarta, the best of so many bad religions. Then Krishna now began to walk with Baldev on Ghuturu, on the legs and hands. On four. Like hand legs. They used to go to door and sing anyone. They used to follow them. And when they knew, oh, this is not my father or mother, and then at once, as if feared, and began to run up to their mothers. Mothers used to take them in lap. Sometimes they used to take the tail of cough, and cough begins to run away very fast, and they were holding very fast, and then, oh, that cough going here and there in gobar, cow dung, and cow urine, and mothers clapping, and other gopis, and so much laughing. Sometimes they used to go very big bowls, and they used to horns. Oh, what they are doing, mother? Thinking. Anyhow, they go, used to go and take the boy. Sometimes playing with dangerous dogs, very dangerous. Once Krishna Baldev were playing out of their house, there was a bush full of thorns. And they saw in the midst of that thorns there is a beautiful flower. Then Krishna and Baldev, especially Krishna, he wanted to take that flower. Anyhow, he entered that bush and he took the flower. But in the meantime, the thorns came down and there was no way to come out. And then he began to weep very louder. And then Mother Yashoda came. No, what are you doing? How you entered this? So in this way, so many things. Sometimes some gopis used to take the darshan of Krishna and Baldev. One gopi being in the side of Krishna and one in the side of Baldev. If you should wrestle, we want to see. And if any you will want, I will give this laddu to you. And other party used to tell, if Baldev Prabhu, Baldev Dau, if wins, then we will give laddu. Then Krishna and Baldev, oh, very small boy, began to wrestle. And gopi clapping. Sometimes gopis used to tell them, oh, bring that pidi. Pidi means what? Wooden sheet. And Krishna used to go and to bring, but he could not He can lift Govardhan, but not peace. Sometimes any gopi used to tell, oh, bring this to your father, Khanaun, send out. And he used to go there and take on the head, coming. In this way, this ball leela were going on. Now he became more aged. Now he made so many friends, the sons of all gopi, big party, and they used to go to steal butter now in the houses of gopis. Sometimes gopis, they used to pray that Krishna should come in my house, but openly not. If Krishna going and taking butter, then the Grihaswamini, the house lady, used to come and, what are you doing? I'm searching my cough. Oh, where is your cough? Oh, perhaps he has jumped in this jar. Oh, your cough will jump in this one. How? Oh, see. And he gave his head and brought a marble. Because Nand Baba has given him to play. Sometimes Krishna used to go and telling the son of that gopi, owner of the house, oh, go and untie the cough. And when cough, used to go to his mother, cow, and bring, taking milk. Oh, then that very boy, his son, used to talk, oh, mother, oh, the cow is taking milk of cow. And at once he used to go there, and in the meantime, the group of Krishna used to enter their houses and taking butter so much. Some eating, some giving to monkeys, some here and there. One day, one gopi, she red-handed caught Krishna and took his hand in her hand. Oh, in so much early of the morning you are coming here to steal butter. Today I will take you to Mother Yashoda. And forcibly he took and covered that boy with any cloth. And when she went to Mother Yashoda and telling, oh Sakhi, oh Yashoda, see how restless your son. In so morning, in the darkness, he went to my house and was stealing butter. Then Yashoda Maya told, oh, my son is sleeping. Oh, I want to see where is my Krishna. And when he opened, oh, he saw that his own son was there. And then Krishna running came. Oh, mother, they always tell lie. I never go to there. And so they accuse me. But now, from now, I will go and steal butter from there. In this way, all the gopis used to tell Mother Yashoda, why? Krishna going there and they become very happy, really. But Yashoda not testing all these things, enjoying to tell them, she goes. And one day what became? Yashoda Ma binded him. Oh, he is going here and there. He will be ruined. What became?
After that part happened, Madhu Maharaj will speak. Mother Yashoda
was binding Krishna. Whole group of their houses, all gopis brought, and they tightened each other. Rope became so long and narrow, and Krishna was vest, same 12 angul, finger only. But the whole rope could not bind one even round. Two fingers come. For that he told, one, our chesta, our effort to how to have Krishna prem, like Rupa Sanatan, like Madhavendra Puri, like others, and when we will do like that, like Dhruva, he gave up eating, gave up taking water, even breathing, and then what became? Narayan at once became, his heart melted and he at once came. In the same way, if Krishna will see that, Mother Yashoda, like Mother Yashoda, binding me, and he was not able to bind him, but his face was telling, very sad, and he began to pray from heart, Narayan, how I will show my face to my Sakhi? Please, this boy should be binded. So, seeing the parishram effort of Mother Yashoda, he at once melted and his yoga maya at once went away. And very easily by one rope of, and he was binded. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to his associates, once a man was fell down in a well and began to cry, save me, save me. Other person saw, he heard, and they came and they felt some rope under and told that, you should hold up and we will take you out. But he is not taking. Then what happened? If Krishna mercy is there, but we are not taking the mercy of Krishna, not effort we are doing, then we cannot have Krishna prem. Both would be there. Our effort and the mercy of Guru and Gauranga, both would be there. There are so many other things, it will take time. Marjarna, Markatna, like a cat. Cats, children, very baby, they don't walk. If cat wants to take them, then she will take from my their mouth and then one place to another person. He will only the child, meow, meow, meow only, and she will take here, there. And monkey, mother is there, and he will jump on mother, and he will hold very tightly everywhere. And then she, monkey, will jump from here to there on the other tree, and they will not fall down. But if he fall down, then what? Mother will never take him, that boy. So, both is needed. Only Krishna Kripa will not do. Guru Kripa will not do. We'll have to catch the mercy of Krishna. So these are two fingers. Now, iti drik swali ladhirananda kunde swaka samanimajantam akhya payantam tadiye sitagye subhaktai jitattam puna prema tattang satatam. So like this beautiful sweet pastimes, hearing and seeing these things, all Brajavasi became used to sink in the ocean of this sweet pastimes. In this way, Krishna doing so many sweet pastimes. One day, a fruit seller, lady fruit seller, she heard anyhow that son of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, very beautiful. And then he wanted to take the darshan. And then what began? That how we can achieve Krishna prema and we can take the darshan of Krishna. You'll have to be like that fruit seller. He threw out all the jewels, everything. And what became? Where she went? She left her body and went there. So if anyone wants to be like that, then anyone should give up his all desire. The love and affection of wife, love and affection for children, father, mother, husband, totally giving up. And being like Raghunath Das Goswami, very beautiful universe, Miss Universe. And so wealthy father, mother. In a second he gave up and ran away from his house without anything, fasting, running, and thus he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should think we are enjoying with our children, wife, husband and all things. So many desires we have. Then how we can achieve that goal? So we must be like that fruit seller, and then very easily you can have. Now, name.
Namami Nanda Nandanam. Hare Krishna, tomorrow darshan, a devotee America, Austria, Australia, Brazil, Costa Rica, Germany and Sweden. No, German not done yet.
You say so many.
But there are so many again, France, Holland, Lithuania, Latvia, Finland, Sweden, Italy. So tomorrow America, Austria, Australia, Brazil, Costa Rica, Germany and Sweden. At 10...
Germans are so many.
Yeah, so other people
are small.
So tomorrow, they sit and they make a one line. And ladies one come one queue and gents will come another queue, not same queue. I'm requesting the devotees that make this line completely clear. Ladies will do pranam and go that way, and gents will do pranam and come this way. So then you'll be very faster. Hare Krishna. Other who remain over left over for darshan will announce day for them other day. And some devotees will leave day after tomorrow. So fire sacrifice will take place. Day after tomorrow about 9:30 a.m. headed by Sripad Damodar Maharaj. So I am requesting Hari Ramananda Prabhu, where will be the fire pit, and what ingredients Damodar Maharaj needs, please arrange for him. And I am requesting Damodar Maharaj also to tie up with Sripad Dhairamananda Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
One more thing. There will be a drama staged here by, on the request of Srila Gurudev tomorrow and the day after by Charu Chandrika Didi. And she has requested me to ask the devotees present here to supply or help supply a number of items, and I'm just going to read them to you what she needs to stage the play. So please pay attention. And if you have any of these items, by the way, you can supply them to Charu Chandrika Didi or Ananga Didi from the UK. Ananga Didi, are you here? Because I believe there are two or three Anangas. But this is the red-haired Ananga Didi from the UK. Can you please stand up if you're here? Okay. So what we need, please have your attention. What we need is some jewelry, bangles and earrings. Some fancy saris, altogether 10, two of them yellow. Fancy Punjabi tops and kurtas, children and adult sizes. And jackets for kings. I think everybody has one of those. Veils for gopis, some confetti, yellow bed sheets, and clubs. The kind of clubs you use to hit people with, not the kind you enter. I know this will be very difficult. I don't know where they're going to come from, but kindly do your best to search these things out, and we will try to do the rest. Thank you very much.
And today, Gurudev mercifully giving initiation over 90, so due to lack of time, we'll announce a spiritual name tomorrow in evening class. Hare Krishna.
Oh, Thank you.